Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. If you ever find yourself at Petswood train station, I would recommend that you go to the concourse between platforms 3 and 4 and find the little kiosk. It serves a good cup of coffee at a very reasonable price. Over the years, I've found myself at the kiosk many times, and the fellow who runs the kiosk is a very friendly and interesting man. We always stop and chat about the weather, or the late-running trains, or our families, and even religion. A few weeks ago, as I was waiting for my train, I ordered a cup of coffee, and he eagerly said to me, "Oh, you should have been here about an hour ago." I asked him, "Why?" And he said a gentleman had come to his kiosk, ordered a cup of tea, and while he was serving him, the man said, "You can call me J.C." He asked him what the J.C. stood for. "Jesus Christ," was his customer's reply. My friend laughed and said, "Can you believe that? He thought he was Jesus." So I asked him for the winning lottery numbers on Saturday. I think he saw the horror in my face because he asked me what was wrong. I smiled and, teasing him a bit, I said, "Really? Lottery numbers? Why not world peace or an end to hunger and homelessness? How about no more hatred and violence or even good health for your family?" Again, half teasing him, I said how his answer reflected the Bible's view of humanity. We are sinners who, without giving a second thought, will forget about others and will seek our own benefit. We are generally quite content to let the world go to hell in a handbasket as long as we are okay. He sheepishly nodded and gave me my cup of coffee. I don't think we've talked about religion since that episode. But it did get me to thinking about how we often approach prayer. Often, I'm stopped on the street and asked to pray for the person with whom I am talking. That's fine, and I'm happy to do it. But never have I been stopped by anyone in the street and asked to pray for world peace, or an end to hunger, or warfare, or bloodshed. No. The issue they want addressed always concerns them or someone they love. Please, do not misunderstand me. There is nothing wrong with praying for the ones we love or even for praying for ourselves. But if that is the sole focus of our prayers, then we do have a problem. Prayer is not a means to manipulate God, but a means to communicate with God. We are not to make prayer an instrument by which we attempt to bribe or coerce God into doing what we wish, but it is a way of looking outward, away from ourselves, to God and to others. Prayer is described like this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. Did you get that? For all people, and not just for ourselves. This problem of self-absorbed prayer is nothing new. In fact, Martin Luther's barber, Peter, was having trouble praying, so he asked Luther to give him some pointers. So Luther wrote a little booklet entitled, A Simple Way to Pray. In this book, Luther teaches Peter and us how to pray through the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, and the Apostles' Creed. Luther advises that we begin simply, focused on God's Word. We repeat back to God what God has said to us in Scripture. This is followed by thanksgiving and praise for who God is and what He has done for us and for all of creation. Thus prayer begins with an emphasis on God. Then comes a time of confession, when we admit before Almighty God that we have no business entering into His holy presence. But because of the forgiveness freely given to us in Jesus Christ, we can come before Him as our dear Father in heaven. After a time of confession, there comes a time of petition, where we bring before God the things that lay heavy on our hearts. No time for lottery number prayers here. Prayer is firmly built upon Scripture, focused on God, honest, and for all. Let us pray. Almighty God, You have promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in Your Son's name. Mercifully incline Your ear to us, who have now made our prayers and supplications to You, and grant that those things that we have faithfully asked, according to Your will, we may receive to meet our needs and bring glory to You through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.